今天下午要跟大家来学习的题目是圣徒当为世上言。
So today, this afternoon, the sermon topic we are going to share is the saints should be the salt of the earth.
圣徒就是每一个被神所拣选也立志来跟随神的人。
So the saints here, we refer to the people who were chosen by God and who make the resolution to follow Jesus Christ.
我相信在座的各位都是。
And I believe all of you are.
那我们先来看一节圣经。
Let us read a Bible verse.
马太福音五章十三节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 13.
你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。
So verse 13, you are the salt of the earth.But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled under foot by men.
这是两千年前耶稣基督对跟随他的人所说的话。
So this is a word that said by Jesus to the people who following him.
你们就是圣徒啊。
So you are the saints.
就是我们在座诸位。
That is all of you.
这里说神期待我们身为世上的盐。
So here he tells about the expectation from Lord Jesus for us to be the salt.
接下来说盐若失了味，这个原文里面这个字失了味有另外一个翻译啊。
So the original text for the salt loses its flavor.
就是如果聪明变成愚拙的，就是变成愚拙了这个字了。
The original meaning for the original text is for a smart person to become lose the wisdom.
所以失了味就是这一节后面所说的没有用处啦。
So in a way, the meaning refers to it becomes useless.
所以我们要成为世上的盐，而且是有用处的盐。
Therefore, we need to be the salt of the earth and to be useful.
当然，盐有盐的功效。
And of course, salt has its own function.
主耶稣用了这么简单的比喻，不知道我们是否认真想过怎么样才能成为世上的盐呢？
So Jesus used such a simple expression, and have we ever thought about how to become the salt of the earth?
所以接下来小弟要从七个方向来跟大家来思考盐这个东西。
Therefore, this afternoon I'm going to share the topic of salt from seven directions.
所以第一个盐啊，它是个价值不高。却是我们生活当中不可缺少的，对不对？
So number one, salt maybe we consider is not a huge value, but we cannot not have it.
最近啊，国内外都有缺蛋的问题。
So for example, domestically and also in overseas, we all have a shortage for eggs.
缺个蛋，大家都叽叽叫啦。
So when we don't have enough eggs to eat, then everyone is quite unhappy.
可是其实真的没有蛋啊，我们活得下去啊。
ButActually, even without eggs, we can still survive.
因为有很多 protein 的代替物，对不对？
Because there are still other substitute for protein.
不管是动物性的牛肉啦、鸡肉啦、猪肉啦，还是动物性的大豆类啦。
Regardless is animal protein, for example, the meats or the vegetable protein like the beans.
或许我们住在海边，从来没有想过缺盐的问题。
Or even if we live by the sea, we never thought about we'll be short of salt.
但是大家如果去查人类历史上的战争史啊，有人曾经把盐当成战争工具啊。
But in fact, if you look back to the history of the war, you can see that a certain period of time that people use salt as a weapon.
在某些内陆国家，它又没有产石头的盐的话。
So for some countries, they are inland, and therefore they do not have salt.
曾经发生过啊，把它禁止运盐一到三个月啊，整个国家就垮了。
So it happened before that a certain country did not have salt imported to them for 3 months, and then the entire country collapsed.
还好我们现在是缺蛋，不是缺盐啊。
Luckily, we are only short of the eggs, not the salt.
大家想过，如果那个盐跟黄金一样贵的时候啊？那个比缺蛋要严重好几百倍啊。
So when the salt is equivalent to the price of the gold, then we'll be in big trouble.
盐就是这么一个东西，平平无奇。
So salt is like such a thing that we consider is quite trivial.
但是一旦缺少它，就无法存活。
But you can't survive without it.
所以我们运动流汗之后，总是要补充一点电解质或盐水，对不对？
Therefore, after exercise, we always need to drink some water or some salt water.
因为这个盐水就是我们讲的，如果我们体内生理上电解质不平衡啊，
So if we have that, the pH imbalance in our body,
会不会造成衰弱、抽筋？
And then we might have convulsions or our body will deteriorate.
甚至血压过低啊，人极度不舒服的时候，只要补充一点盐水。
So when our blood pressure goes really low, that's when we have some saline water.
有水分跟盐分啊，这个血压就会升高一些。
So with a certain amount of intake for salt and water, they will raise up our blood pressure.
所以我们到医院去挂急诊啊，不管有没有诊断出来，连药都还没给，可能会打两种东西，对不对？
So when we go to the ED in the hospital, normally the hospital staff will give us two types of solutions.
一种就是 glucose 啊，葡萄糖啊，另外一种可能就是生理食盐水咯。
So number one is the glucose, and the second type of the solution they will give is the saline water.
所以你看，我们平常不会觉得盐有多珍贵，其实跟我们的生命息息相关诶。
So therefore, in our normal life, we may not consider salt is quite precious, but actually quite important for life.
我们来看旧约圣经里面有这么一节。
Let us refer to a Bible verse in the Old Testament.
我们请看旧约圣经约伯记第六章的第六节。
Job chapter 6 verse 6.
约伯记六章六节。
Job chapter 6 verse 6.
不淡而无盐，岂可吃吗？淡清有什么滋味呢？
Can flavorless food be eaten without salt, or is there any taste in the white of an egg?
所以这里在告诉我们古代智慧人观察到的一个现象。
Therefore, we can see that observation for the wise people in old times.
哎，我们吃东西其实是吃那个物质啊，对不对
？So, well, actually, when we eat food, the food is a material.
主体是那个这一节前面的那个物啊。
So the most important thing is the
这物体
the material
食物啦哈
the food.
可是食物啊，如果都没有盐的话。有些食物是一点滋味都没有啊，
But if you,
可以吃吗
？If you don't add salt to a certain food, then it's tasteless. And can you is it edible?
当然可以吃啊。
Of course, it's edible.
可是问题就是会觉得吃起来啊，好没有意义啊。
However, it just tastes really bland.
哦，那接下来蛋清有什么滋味呢？蛋清就是我们讲的一颗蛋里面除了蛋黄之外的蛋白啦。
So what about the egg white?
啊，也是一样啦。
Same way.
所以这就是让我们知道，看起来似乎没有价值的盐。
Yeah, we can see that for us, even though salt maybe looks quite valueless.
其实是生活当中不可缺少的角色。
It is actually something we cannot be short of.
那跟我们有什么关系呢
？And what's that to do with that?
所以，身为一位圣徒，又称为基督徒。
To be a saint and also as a Christian.
我们基督徒照着神对我们的教导跟吩咐。应当要谦卑，应当要敬虔。
So as a Christian, according to the commandments of the Bible, we need to be humble, we need to be holy.
所以我们的谦卑有时候让我们在很多场合看起来似乎一点都不重要。
And however, the humbleness, we may consider is not important to us in certain occasions.
但是一个愿意照真理而行，行善而且不求回报的基督徒。
But as a Christian, that you want to do good and you do not wanting any reward.
他乐于帮助身边一切需要的人，不管是不是信徒。
And this Christian is willing to help everyone.That surrounding him, regardless he's a believer.
也愿意跟所有的人和睦相处。
And is willing to live in peace.
看起来啊，我们基督徒好像不是那么重要。可是人家一想到我们啊，就会觉得没有我们在，好像少了什么、啊。
Maybe we consider, maybe worldly people consider us as not that important. But when the world do not have Christians, and it's always short of something.
一个真正的基督徒会成为在生活当中其他人所信赖、所依靠的，可是不是为了出名，好像盐一样的存在啊。
So as a Christian, people would like to rely on us, but it's not because we want to be famous, but our existence is just like salt.
那么发现盐的第二个特质是什么呢
？So what is the second quality of salt?
就是它一定要融化才有作用。
That is, it must be melted, so it will have a surface function.
所以我们想到，我们基督徒也应该融化自己。换一句话说，要跟人家能够有同理心啊。
Therefore, we need to melt ourselves like salt, and we need to have the empathy.
所以注意到主耶稣说我们要成为的是世上的盐，有注意吗
？So therefore, do you notice that that's the reason why Jesus wants us to be the salt of the world?
而不是五星级饭店厨房里面的盐啊
，rather than the salt in the five-star hotel.
哦，也不是放在罐子里面的盐啊。
Or a salt in the bottle.
世上的盐，意思就是我们每一个都要过着入世的生活，跟世间一般人跟他们一起生活啊。
So to be salt in the world, we need to live in the world and to live among others.
我有些佛教的朋友们，法师啊。我觉得叫和尚尼姑不对，那叫法师了。
Okay, I have some friends who are Buddhists, and they will consider them as the master.
有些宗教啊，他们追求的是离群所居的修行生活，你们知道吗
？So for certain religions, they are looking, they seek after the to live in seclusion.
所以我那些佛教的法师朋友们啊，又有一个称呼叫做出家人，你们听过吗？
Therefore,
离开家庭的人呢？
Therefore, my friends who are the Buddhist monks, they are. We also call them the people who living departed from others.
但是我们基督徒不一样。
But as a Christian, we are different.
我们不能过着出家的生活啊。
We shouldn't live live a life like a monk.
我们是要活在社会里面，活在教会里面，要融入家庭当中。
So we need to live in the world, in the community, in the house.
然后发挥人的特质。
And to we need to serve our function as a salt.
所以有人说啊，到教会来啊，哎呀，上次有一个苏格兰来的 Kiwi， 他就问我说，为什么我们教会里面有这么多冲突呢
？And there was one certain friend from Scotland. He asked me, why do we have so many conflicts in church？
不是只有基督徒教会，我告诉你，世界上每一间教会都有冲突了。
And I told you that actually conflicts everywhere, not only just in True Jesus Church.
如果我们是有神同在的教会，怎么有这么多冲突，人跟人之间的问题呢
？But if we are a church who has God abiding us, why do we have so many conflicts still？
小弟跟他分析说：“你讲的太好了，这正是教会的功能啊。
”And I said, "You said that really well, and this is the function to for a church."
因为新约经文告诉我们，神借的教会显出他百般的智慧，让上天下地所有的存在能够去理解。百般的智慧在教会里面呢。
Therefore, through church, then the old wisdom is manifested, so then the people can understand that.
对，这些百般的智慧在那一个经节里面又称为神的奥秘耶。
And this old sort of wisdom we also refer to it as a mystery.
教会不是越单纯越好吗
？And we say, oh, wouldn't it be better for a church to be simple?
你们知道吗？一个人关在房间里面信主容易的多啦。
If you live by yourself and lock yourself up, and it will be easier to be a Christian.
从早到晚躲在修道院里面呐、除了吃饭上厕所之外，就是祷告读经，那种生活太 easy 啦。
And it is way easier if you just hide it in the a place and then to be a monk.
我们活在这个世界上不容易。
So it's not easy to live in this world.
请问你，你一个人躲在深山里面灵修，然后在那边讨论七十个七世的饶恕人七十个七世的道理有意义吗
？So is there any meaning if you hide yourself in a secluded mountain and then you just basically discuss about how to forgive other 77.
我躲在冷气房里面读圣经啊，饶恕人七十个七世太容易啦。
It is easier for me to hide myself in the air-conditioned room and then to talk about how to forgive others.
然后耶稣要我走到教会来啊，连饶恕别人一次啊，都几乎做不到啊。
But for me to walk to the church and to forgive others for once, I cannot do it.
所以耶稣从来没有叫我们当出家人。
Therefore, Jesus never asked us to live departed from the world.
注意他的话，他要我们成为世上的盐，世上的光，记得吧
？So he wants us to be the light and the salt and the light of this world.
我们最重要的灵修场合啊，就在教会里面。
The most important place we do our spiritual cultivation is in the church.
因为我们每个人有不同的生长背景，有不同的学习过程。
Because we're coming from different backgrounds and different learning education.
我们的思维不一样啊，常常产生冲突啊。
And we have different concepts of views, and we do have conflicts among us.
于是在我们这当中，我们才能去追求和睦。
Therefore, that is how we can pursue after harmony.
才能彼此饶恕。
Then we can forgive one another.
才能互相宽容。
And then we can forgive one another.
才能像圣经讲的，用谦卑束腰， 看别人比自己强。
Then we can gird our humbleness with our wisdom and to consider others better than us.
所以真正你要实践真理，要来教会里面啊。
Therefore, you want to put it into our conduct, then you need to come to church.
所以有弟兄告诉我说，传道我不来教会，我的信心会好一点；我一来教会，我的信心就衰弱了。
So there are certain brother tell me that when I come to church, I actually feel weak, but when I leave the church, I actually feel my faith is stronger.
我相信你讲的。
And I do believe in what he says.
我曾经跟你有一样的感觉。
And I also feel the same way before.
但是盐要先融化自己。
But as a salt, you need to melt yourself first.
所以这个盐啊，大家知道吗？盐是一个我们叫做氯化钠的结晶体，听过吗？氯化钠。
So salt is sodium chloride.
这个盐的结晶体本身啊，我告诉你，你放在舌头上完全没水的话，你是不会觉得它咸的，你尝不到它的咸味。
So if you put a sodium chloride, which is a salt, on your tongue without having any water to melt it down, you won't taste the saltiness.
我们舌头之所以会感觉到它有咸味
，and the reason why you can taste the saltiness,
它一定是这个氯化钠晶体融到水里面分解成，我不要讲太深了哦，钠有钠离子存在了，好不好
？And the reason why we can taste the saltiness in the water is because of the sodium.
盐要融在水分解开来，我们才能经由钠离子通道感觉到咸味。好，这一讲完不讲了，你不要怕。
So only when the sodium chloride dissolved in the water, and then our taste bud can taste the sodium receptor and taste the saltiness.
应该基本化学学过有印象吧
？So most people may have learned the basic chemistry before.
好了，所以盐要先融化才能产生它的效用啊。
Therefore, as a salt, yeah, it need to melt it first in order to have this effect.
对我们基督徒来说，也是一样欸。
In the same way as a Christian,
我们要融入这个人群当中，就是要具有怜悯的同理心。
We need to live among people, and we need to have the sympathy.
能够去感受到别人的感受。
We need to feel the same feeling for others.
能够就知道他们想要什么。
We need to find out what other people want.
各位亲爱弟兄姐妹，你知道我们所相信的这位神也是这样子吗
？Do you know that our Jesus Christ is also doing the same?
我们一起来看旧约圣经以赛亚书63章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 63.
63章的第九节。
Chapter 63:9.
第九节，他们在一切苦难中，他也同受苦难，并且他面前的使者拯救他们，他以慈爱和怜悯救赎他们，在古时的日子常保抱他们，怀抚他们。
Verse 9. In all the afflictions he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love, in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bore them and carried them all the day of old.
我们看这第九节一开始那两句。
So we can see the first three verses of verse 9.
他们在一切的苦难中，这个他们指的就是神的百姓啊。
So that they there refers to the people of Israel.
我们虽然被神拣选，被神看顾，但是我们在世上依然有苦难，还记得吗
？So even though we are chosen by the Lord, yet we still have afflictions in this world.
可是我们这个神啊，他并不是高高在上，只是坐在宝座上，在那边吃羊排剔牙。
But the God that we know is not only just staying high above us and having luxuries.
这里记载的其实是3500年前以色列百姓。进入旷野的故事。
And the story here recorded the story of the Exodus in 3,500 years ago.
当神的百姓在地面上受苦难的时候，神在做什么呢
？So when the Lord, when the chosen people were afflicted, what was God doing？
我们看到接下来第二句，他也同受苦难。这个他指的是那一位我们的神，我们的主。
So and there, he is also feel the same way, and this is the he here is the Lord.
所以新约圣经哥林多前书说，在旷野中的百姓有跟着他们的灵磐石，那灵磐石就是基督。大家再去翻呐、啊，我们不翻这一节啦。
So in the Old Testament, ever recorded the people of Israel follow the spiritual rock, and this rock is Jesus Christ.
神在我们当中与我们一同受苦，大家想过
？God is among us and He's also suffering with us.
他可以不用如此的，但他非得如此。
And He should not need to go through this, yet He decided to go through the to feel.
他不是坐在宝座之上无关紧要的，仅接受我们的崇拜而已。
So He's not merely just sitting on the throne and receive our honoring.
他如父如母。
He's like our father and like our mother.
我们在地上好像是远游的儿女，被这一位父母心中牢牢的系着。
So we're just like a long lost friend, a long lost children that was loved by the parents.
他不只是在天上顾念我们。
So he's not only thinking about us from above.
甚至照他所计划的，在2000年前来到世界上，做什么呢？
He even came to this world in 2,000 years ago, and what was the purpose of it?
来做这件事，我们来看新约圣经希伯来书第二章。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书二章的17节跟18节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17 to 18.
17节，所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。十八节，他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。阿门。
17. Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. 18. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted.
各位亲爱的，你们看到吗？耶稣来的目的就是要与在座的弟兄姐妹相同。
Therefore, the purpose for Jesus Christ to come to this world is to feel the same way like us.
我们遇到的问题，他都遇到。
So all the problems we encountered, he also encountered.
我们曾经有的感受，他都有。
The same feelings we have, he also had.
我们发生的疑惑，他也有，但是他找到答案。
The same doubt we have, and he also have, and he find a solution.
所以这一个十八节告诉我们，他自己来面临这么多，既然被试探，而且受苦。
Therefore, in verse 18, he himself has suffered being tempted, and he is able to buy those who are tempted.
他就是要搭救我们在座每一位也因试探而受苦的人。
And his purpose is to help us then who also suffer because of the temptation.
这是基督的爱，基督的怜悯，也是基督的同理跟融入。
So this is the God and this is the love and the empathy and for God.
他自己成了那入世的好榜样。
So he set himself as a good example for us.
我们再看后面希伯来书十三章的第三节。
Let us turn to Book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3.
这里讲得更明白了，希望我们怎么做呢？
What does God want us to do?
请看十三章的第三节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3.
你们要纪念被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑；也要纪念遭苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身之内。
Verse 3, remember the prisoners as if a chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourself are in the body also.
各位，我们要成为世上的盐，你就不可忘记这两种纪念。
Therefore, to be the salt of the world, we need to remember this.
那些捆绑的人不只是指的在监狱当中被关起来的。
So the prisoners, as if a chain, it doesn't only refer to the prisoners.
而是那些被人的情欲、被世上的苦难、也被罪恶而捆绑住心灵的那一些人啊。
But rather, those are the ones who are chained by their own lust and sins.
我们要好像跟他们一样被绑一样，即使我们现在灵里面已经自由了。
And we should feel the same way like they were being chained, same because even though we are free, we will already be set free by the God.
也要纪念那一些遭苦害的人。
And we also need to remember those who are still suffer.
不要以为我现在平安就好了。
Don't think, oh, it's okay for me because I am in peace.
我们明天怎么样，我们都不知道啊。
And we don't even know what will happen to us tomorrow.
或许明天患难就来。
Maybe tomorrow there will be tribulations.
或许明天意外就发生了。
Maybe tomorrow there will be an accident.
神安排那个活习就临到你的生命了。
Maybe sometime the bath of fire will come upon you.
那时候我们有什么感觉呢？
And what will you feel?
我们来想到说，我怎么这么苦啊？
And you will feel, oh, I'm so suffered.
可是如果我们想到当初我平安的时候，也想到那一些如同我现在苦的人，我就知道现在也有人在帮我代祷，跟我一同纪念。
But if you, I think about when I was in a peaceful moment and I was praying for those who are suffered, then I know that somebody's praying for me.
所以我们要成为世上的盐的第二个特性，就是我们要融化自己，要有同理心。
Therefore, second point to be salt of the world, that we need to melt ourselves and to feel for others.
我们来信主，不是只想到自己而已。
So we come to believe in Jesus, we do not solely think about ourselves.
我们也不只想到这边的弟兄姐妹而已。
And we do not solely only think about brothers and sisters in the church.
我们还想到我们的邻居、我们的同事，甚至那一些现在误解我们的人。
We need to think about our neighbors, our work colleagues, and or people who misunderstood us.
我们还想到现在这个一星期最后一天，在外面那边游乐、吃喝玩乐，还不认识神的人。
And we also need to think about those party goers on the weekend that who do not know God.
盐的第三个功效是什么呢
？So what is the third function for salt?
给我们的教训就是要谦虚自己，造就别人呢、啊。
That is to humble ourselves and to edify others.
来，我们大家在座很多的同龄，应该不止姐妹，很多弟兄也炒菜煮汤，对不对
？And I think among us, not only the sisters cook, but the brothers also cook too.
炒菜煮汤啊。除了你们用的什么 salad dressing 或其他的，可能很多人都会用到盐。
And when you cook, you will always use salt.
大家知道，若是我们在 cooking 的过程当中完全都不加任何盐分啊，大部分的汤和菜就不容易吃出它真正的味道，会不会这样
？So when we are cooking, if we don't put salt in our soup or in our or any meals, then we won't taste the real flavor.
可是当我们加了一点适当的盐之后，大家喝的那汤，吃的那菜，都会说：“哎呀，这汤好鲜啊，菜好吃啊。”有人会说：“盐好好吃吗
？”So when we add a little bit salt seasoning to our soup or our meals, and then people say, "Oh, it tastes really nice." But what people say, the salt itself tastes nice?
小弟来一个多月啦，没有在 supermarket 看见过西瓜。
And I've been here.
我不知道这边有没有啦。
I've been here a month. I haven't seen a watermelon yet.
哎。我以前在台湾常常吃西瓜或番茄啊。
And when I was in Taiwan, I like to eat watermelon and tomatoes.
你知道吗？长辈们有一个绝招，让西瓜可以更甜。
And I remember some elderly people show me how to make a watermelon even sweeter.
我知道你们也会。
I know you also know the trick.
就是用一点盐水或撒一点盐巴在西瓜上面，会不会啊
？That is put a bit of salt or a little bit of salty water on the melon.
结果这个时候一吃下去。哎呦，这西瓜好甜啊，对不对
？And after you put the salt on, watermelon, it will actually taste sweeter.
有人会吃的那口西瓜，哎呦，这个盐好好吃啊，有这样讲过的吗
？Well, anyone say that, taste the watermelon and the salt is really nice.
这就是盐的功效啊，什么功效
？This is the function of the salt.
写在新约经文里面。
And that the function of it, mentioned in the New Testament.
我们一起来看腓立比书第二章。
Let us turn to the book of Philippians.
腓立比书二章的三节跟四节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 3-4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑。个人看别人比自己强。第四节。
Verse 4.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。腓立比书二章的三四节。
Chapter 2 verse 3. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition of conceit, but in lowliness of mind, that each esteem others better than himself. Verse 4. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others.
这两节合起来可以告诉我们，第四节教导我们在做每一个基督徒也要顾别人的事。
Therefore, in verse 4, it tells us we also need to look after our other people.
但是请大家注意哦，顾别人的事跟多管闲事是完全不一样的哦，不是多管闲事哦。
So look out for another. It doesn't mean that you need to be a busybody.
也不是说闲话
or even gossip.
如果这样子的话，神会处罚你。旧约经文有讲了，不念呢。
If you gossip or you'll be a busybody, you'll be punished by God.
对呀，新约圣经还教我们要安静做自己的工，吃自己的饭，不要多管闲事。
And to in the New Testament, Jesus actually told us not to mind other business, mind others' business, but just be quiet and do your work.
那这顾别人的事是什么说的呢
？So what is the meaning for look out for others?
就是去看到别人的需要。
That is to see the need of others.
要帮助他，要有行动，要他带祷。
To help them and to pray for them.
甚至有些人啊，外面那一些没有进到教会里面的。他们连自己的需要在哪里都不知道啊
！And for people outside who do not come to church, they may not even know their need.
所以这里告诉我们的是，尽量不要考虑到自己的利益，要谦卑高举别人。
Therefore, here it tells us not only just consider your own interest, but instead to look for others.
目前社会上的主流思想是什么呢？ 就是希望在最短的时间之内让别人意识到我的存在。
And the current trendy view is to, for others to see our existence in a very short time.
有没有能够让别人在最短的时间内察觉到我有口才、有智慧、有能力，我比较容易赚钱，比较容易高升。
And in the world, in the outside world, people can recognize our ability, and then we will get promotion, and we can earn more money.
所以很多人讲第一印象嘛，听过吗
？Therefore, people talk about first impression.
可是我们基督徒不讲这个啊。
However, for our Christians, we do not talk about that.
大家想想看，我们完全是不一样的思维。主耶稣也希望我们不一样的有不一样的思维。
Therefore, we have a totally different concept of views, and Jesus wants us to have a different view from the world.
外面的服事是尽量要凸显自己的存在与贡献。
So in the outside world, people want the servitude, the service is to prove that your existence
大家想一想哦,
and your importance.
不管你煮汤、炒菜、弄水果。
So no matter you're cooking or you're in your soup and in your vegetables,
如果那个也只是一心想自己成为主角
，if the souls only want to be the main character,
然后主角很简单嘛，就多放一汤匙嘛，就多撒一把嘛。
You can add one more salt, one more grain of salt.
那能吃吗
？But would it be edible?
本来好喝好吃的、啊，便难以下咽，我们叫做死咸呐、啊，对不对
？Yeah, when that soup become very very salty and then not edible,
就变成失败的作品啊
，and it become a failure.
那我们基督徒应该生命当中只有两个目标而已啊。
Therefore, as a Christian, we can only have two goals.
现在问大家哪两个目标，我们知道吗
？What are the two goals for life?
我相信你们知道了。
I believe you all know.
我们来看马太福音二十二章的三十七节。
Let's listen to the book of Matthew, chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章三十七到四十节。
Verse 37 to 40.
耶稣对他说：你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。三十九节。
39。
其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。阿们。所以简单起来，基督徒的两大目标就是四个字。
So,
四个中文了哈。
In summary, the most important goal for Christian is four words.
有些人把它挂在家里面，叫做荣神益人。
So, the two goals is to glorify God and to edify the people.
能够荣耀我们的神，能够对其他任何人，不管家里面的、外面的、公司地点，对人家有造就、有帮助。
So we can glorify our Lord and we can bring edification to our people, to people surrounding us.
所以这也是耶稣基督对我们的教导啊。
So this is a teaching from Jesus Christ.
神要我们尽量谦卑，而不是为了彰显自己。
So God wants us to be humble rather than to manifest ourselves.
就像盐的存在啊，你看，什么东西没有盐的不好吃，可是从来没有人称赞过盐，对不对？
It's just like the existence of salt. No one actually praised the salt for its saltiness yet. If without salt, it tastes
less.
But when you do not have salt, then that's when you will be suffering.
盐就是这么一个奇妙的存在，我们基督徒也当一样。
So in the same way, we are Christians as like this miraculous existence of salt.
因为我们得益处。
So we will edify other people's life from us.
甚至借着我们将感谢归于神。
Even through us, they will praise the Lord.
又能使他们得到神的福音、恩典与救赎。
And they will receive the salvation, the redemption, and the gospel.
就像盐一样，似乎谦卑的隐藏自己，没有人纪念他，可是却衬托出所有旁边每一个物质最好的部分来。
It's just like a soul to hide themselves in other things, but with this existence that is helping other ingredients to show up.
再来第四项，盐让我们知道它有。调和的功效。
And the fourth function is the seasoning.
有人统计过啊，说这个盐的功能啊，有一万多种。哇，那太厉害了！我怎么想，只想出十几种而已啊。
And there was once a study shows that salt has 10,000 functions.
那不管盐是一万多种或十几种，我们再把它简单分成几大类，发成我们最容易觉得盐的功效就是调味调和的功效，对不对？
And we can summarize it into the most important function of salt, which is to season.
其实旧约圣经就告诉我们了。
And in the Old Testament, it already told us.
我们请一起来看利未记第二章。
Let us turn to the book of Leviticus.
利未记二章的十三节。
Leviticus chapter 2 verse 13.
凡献为素祭的供物都要用盐调和，在素祭上不可缺了你神立约的盐，一切的供物都要配盐而献。
Verse 13, and every offering of your grain offering you shall season with salt. You shall not allow the salt of the covenant of your God to be lacking from your grain offering. With all your offerings you shall offer salt.
这里告诉我们旧约时代所献五祭当中一个重要的祭叫做素祭。
So here it talks about the five important offerings and the most, one of it is the grain.
这个素祭其实是材料最简单一般人最容易献的啦。
So the grain offering is the most simple ingredient and for average people can offer it.
我们新约时期也有属灵的素祭要献啊。
So in the New Testament time like now, we also have the spiritual grain offering to offer.
这个属灵的素祭就是指的在平常生活当中我们如何借着我们生活的方式如同献上属灵的祭让神喜悦啊。
Therefore, as a spiritual grain offering, we need to change our lifestyle and to live a way that is pleasing to the Lord.
看起来不是很特殊的，可是却是我们每天应当献上的。
And it looks, may not look very important, yet it is the offering that we need to offer on a daily basis.
好的，那这第三节告诉我们，这个素祭很重要，一定要用盐。盐啊，盐不可缺少啊。
And then in this verse, it tells us the most important ingredient for the grain offering is salt.
这个旧约的影子到新约成了实体啦。新约里面用盐是什么意思呢？
So the shadow in the Old Testament becomes the reality, and what is the meaning to use salt in the New Testament?
我们一起来看新约圣经哥罗西书第四章。
Let us turn to the book of Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书四章的五节到六节。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 5 to 6.
五节，你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。第六节
Six.
你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。
Verse 5, walk in wisdom toward those who are outside. Redeem the time. Verse 6, that your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each other.
各位，这个英文翻得很精确，就你的言语要带着 grace，我们华文呢看不太出来啊，带着和气是什么意思呢？
So in English version, it is more accurate that talk about your speech always be with grace.
和气好像就是讲话温柔、轻声细语，是不是这样子啊？
In Chinese, it means you talk in a nicer manner, and it just means the manner of your speech.
要能够带着和睦的。
But the actual meaning is to bring peace.
各位不晓得你们有没有听过华文里面有两句成语啊？哈，会翻就翻，不会翻就翻了。一个叫做口蜜腹剑。
So we have two Chinese idioms. One is a sweet words, but poisonous.
嘴巴讲得很甜呐、啊，肚子里好像藏把刀啊，剑一样 sword。
Yeah, so that meaning is that you talk in sweet talks, yet that you're having poisonous intents.
又有一种话叫做笑里藏刀，听过吗？
And another saying is you smile with a bad intention.
我现在要想到第三个成语了，叫做棉里有针呐、啊，棉花里面藏着针呐、啊。
And the third idiom that we have in Chinese means in cotton we have a needle hide inside.
我们基督徒不是只有追寻表面说话客客气气的轻声细语很温柔。那叫做表面功夫啊。
So as a Christian, we do not only pursue after the superficial manner of the speech.
你们曾经遇过有些人啊，讲话轻声细语、客客气气，可是你听的真的是想吐血啊，觉得满心受伤啊。遇过这种人吗
？Have you ever come across someone that talk in a very gentle manner, yet the content of the speech is quite
poisonous? 哇，他可以讲得很 gentle， 可是每一句话。都伤你好深啊。
And the person can say it in a very gentle manner, yet the content of the speech is poisonous.
可是你遇过也有些人啊，他讲话粗声大气，很不客气啊，像我这样子啊。
And you also come across people that are talking in a manner that is quite loud.
你会想说这个人怎么这么不客气呢？讲话干嘛那么大声，那么生气呢？
And you may think that this person is quite loud and is quite rude.
可是你事后一想啊，哇，他都是为我着想啊，我好感动啊。
But actually, when you think about the actual content of the speech, this person is actually meaning well for you. I've come across such kind of person before.
我一开始也不舒服，以为他在骂我。事后想一想，不对耶，他
他对我很有爱，他是为我好，私底下这样子啊。
So I have come across this brother there who is talking quite loud manner, and I initially thought it's quite rude. But then when I think about the content of the speech, I actually understand that he's doing it for my.
我们讲话要常常带着恩典，和气其实原文是恩典呐、啊，要讲话要带恩典的耶。
So therefore, the in your speech, you always be with grace.
讲话带恩典就是好像用言调和啦，我再解释。
So when you talk in a manner of grace, then it's like seasoning with salt.
一样的一句话。
So the same sentence.
有智慧的人可以说到让你觉得有慈悲、和睦，对人有造就。
So certain people, they will be able to say in a way that make you feel edified and also feel like it's quite harmonious.
能使软弱的人得刚强。
And to strengthen the weak.
能使伤心的人得到激励
，and his word can encourage the heartbroken.
能使骄傲的人得到警惕
，and can serve as a warning to the proud.
可是，一样的一句话
，and for the same sentence.
有的人怎么讲，怎么让人不舒服
，and certain people will say in a way that upset others.
甚至引起更大的纷争
，or even stirred up an even bigger dissensions.
甚至让人造成人跟人之间的争端跟猜忌
，and even cause divisions among people.
本来已经信心够低啊，听他讲的话之后，信心更低。
Maybe you already feel low in faith, and after his speech, you feel like you feel even worse.
就好像一把利刃一样，伤人至深、啊。
And it's hurting others like a sharp sword.
即使他讲的客客气气，轻声细。
In even though that person may be saying in the manner that is very gentle.
所以我们来注意的重点是，我们说的话。能够带给人家恩典吗？特别是神的恩典。
So therefore, the question we should ask ourselves is our speech whether it comes with grace of the Lord.
如果我们能做到这一点，就如我们现在来看以弗所书四章二十九节。
If we can do it, then let us turn to Book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章二十九节。
Chapter 4, verse 29.
污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
29, that no corrupt words proceeded out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers.
所以我们要成为世上言，这个言语我们要注意了。
Therefore, we need to be very careful about our speech if we want to be the salt of the world.
第五个，这个言的功效可以去除苦味啊。
And the number five function of salt is to get rid of the bitterness.
有一次到餐厅去，那个餐厅前面不用钱的那个。一端出两盘小菜
，and I once went to a restaurant, and then they have entrees that's free.
我看前面是一个哈，我们台湾那边有非常绿色的那种苦瓜，好像是生的啊。
And we have a very bitter tasted melon in Taiwan.
然后不管是 bitter 瓜的，还是 bitter squash 的，还是 bitter melon 啦，随便你们，反正就是我这边好像没看到嘛，就是那个东西啦哈。好了，那我请旁边的执事，你要不要吃一口啊？他说不要啊，人生已经够苦了，我不要吃苦瓜。
So I asked the person, the deacon who was also in the same restaurant with me to try, and he said, "Nah, I've already had enough bitterness for my life."
其实我也不是喜欢苦，但是我拿夹了一片吃吃看。哇、wow, 等一下那 waitress 服务生来的时候，我就问他了。
So I took a piece of the bitter vegetable, and the waitress
我说你们这个厉害啊，你们这个苦瓜怎么？做到完全没有苦味，又甘又甜又脆啊
And then I asked the waitress, how did you get rid of the bitterness of this vegetable?
结果我探听人家的商业机密呢，我说你们这是怎么做的
And then I actually asked the top secret for the business.
他说也没什么啊，就加了盐而已嘛
And then the waitress told me, oh, it's nothing important.
哇，这就是功夫啦，我想当中也是有人会啊
So she said that you just add salt to it, and then you'll get rid of the bitterness.
我们发觉我们生活当中啊，尤其是我们华人，很多的食物都会用盐处理过、腌制过，对不对
？And I've noticed in our Chinese food, we always use salt to preserve food.
我们来看旧约一段经文。
Let us turn to a Bible verse.
我们请看《列王记下》第二章十九节到二十二节，《列王记下》第二章。
Second Kings chapter 2, verse 19.
十九到二十二。
Verse 19 to 22。
耶利哥城的人对以利沙说，这城的地势美好，我主看见的只是水恶劣，土产不熟而落。以利沙说，你们拿一个新瓶来装盐给我。他们就拿来给他。二十一节，他出到了水源，将盐倒在水中，说，耶和华如此说，我治好了这水，从此
必不再使人死，也不再使地土不生产。于是那水治好了，直到今日，正如以利沙所说的。阿们。
So chapter
没关系，这个时间不够啦，你们回去慢慢翻了，好不好
？Okay, because we're running short of time.
在列王记下二章的十九到二十二啊。
So Second Kings chapter 2,
我们看到的其实是一个神迹。
So we see the miracle here.
那个地方的水，这里说很饿，怎么饿我们不知道啊。或许过碱啊，或怎么样，反正让那里的土地长不出任何东西啊。
So here it says the water is bad. We don't know how bad the water is, but at least to the point of nothing can grow from that land.
那时候先知以利沙说：“拿一瓶盐来给我，倒下去，再怎么想也不可能、啊，一瓶盐能够让整个水源跟整条河全部都变啊，这是神迹。”
So but then, Elijah just put salt into the water, and then all the water become the water quality has been improved.
所以这个神迹在讲什么？原来的那个恶水跟苦水变成好水、甜水了。
So originally the bad water has been healed and become a good water.
现在的弟兄姐妹，我们现在所活的社会也是这样。
So dear brothers and sisters, in the same way we live in today's society.
许多人啊，外表看来啊，好像没有我们那么苦。
So a lot of people may think, may look from superficially may look like they are not living a life like our life.
家境不错，不愁吃穿。
So they have quite well-to-do families, and they do not need to worry about financial.
五子登科，我不晓得能不能翻译啊，你们知道就好了，反正什么都有了。
So I have everything, houses, children, and everything.
家庭看似美好。
It looks like I have a good family.
可是你们知道吗？我当传道这十几年，遇过好多的人。
But I've been a preacher for 10 plus years. I've come across a lot of people.
搞政治的大学的校长跟教授
，politicians, professors in universities, or even principals of universities.
人人称羡的富人
，they are well-to-do wealthy people.
到贫苦到不能度过月底的
，to the people who are in poverty.
身体充满疾病
，to people who are sick.
我告诉各位，不用彼此羡慕
，do not, you don't need to envy each other.
我发觉啊。有一句话讲得真对，家家有本难念的经。
I find that the truth is that everyone has his own difficulties.
你们能相信有双博士、大学校长，看起来这么体面、家庭美满，在我前面讲不到两分钟就痛哭流涕了
？Can you believe that a professor, a university professor who has double degree PhDs, and yet when he, was having conversation with me, not even 2 minutes, he start to cry.
他有他的苦。
He's his own, his own suffering.
你们自己去想想看，那个财产比我们多一万倍的、啊，很多人自杀哎。
You think a lot of people who are really wealthy and more wealthier than us, they commit suicide. Why do they commit suicide?
他不是应该什么都不缺的吗
？There should be lack of nothing.
哎，你们自己有 Google 看看吗？纽西兰忧郁症的比例比台湾还高哎。
And have you ever doing some research?
我都想说，这里不是大自然吗？大家都 outdoor activity 吗
？Have you ever done any research about the statistic in New Zealand? We actually have higher ratio of depression in New Zealand.
我说的对不对？你们可以 Google 啊。
And yeah, I encourage you to.
纽西兰跟欧洲啊，忧郁症、现代艾滋病的比例好高啊。
Actually,
自杀的人很多啊
！In New Zealand, we have a very, very high suicidal rate, and coming from depression.
小弟要讲什么
？And what is my point?
我在讲，不是我们表面看的，很多人的生命里面有那个苦的泉源。
And we can see that in a lot of people's life, they have the source of bitterness.
我们来看马可福音五章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Mark chapter 5.
新约圣经马可福音五章二十五节。
Mark chapter 5, verse 22. 25.
马可福音五章二十五节。
25:25.
我念了、啊、到二十九节。
29.
有一个女人患了十二年的血漏，在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了她所有的，一点也不见好，病势反倒更重了。27节。
27.
她听见耶稣的事，就从后头来夹在众人中间摸耶稣的衣裳。28节。
28.
意思说我只摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。29节。
29.
于是他血肉的源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。阿们。抱歉时间不够，我念很快啦。
Okay,
回去你们慢慢念，不要这样子了、
哦、I recited quite fast because of time.
我们看到这个故事，血漏的妇人其实是在讲什么
？So what is the story for this woman?
这个妇人她苦不苦？你们觉得
？Is she suffers? Was she living in suffering?
苦。
Yes, she is.
他身体有病医不好，花尽一切所有的没有更好，还病更重啊。
Yeah, so she had this sickness, and yet he spent all his savings, and he wasn't even cured.
我们知道还好，我们这里啊有比较好的政府照顾大家。台湾那边有全民健保，看病几乎不用钱呐、啊。
So luckily in New Zealand we have a free government health system like in Taiwan too.
现在在世界上有一半以上的贫户。其实大多数是因病致贫，你们知道吗
？Yeah, we can see in this world, and half of the world population was poor because of sickness.
只要家中有一个人长期生病，就可能拖垮这个家庭啊。
No matter how well-to-do you are, if you have someone sick in your family for long term, you will end up spend your savings, all your savings.
你看这个妇人她多苦。
And you can see how this woman suffered.
他听到了耶稣。
And luckily, she heard about Jesus.
他对耶稣有盼望。
She had hope.
他期待。
She had expectations.
他从众人后面一直拥挤，只想摸耶稣的衣裳。
And she's among the crowd and wanting to touch Jesus' garment.
当他时候满足，碰到了那个时候，他生命当中那个苦的泉源就改变了。
But when the time is right, when she touches his garment, then his life, her life is changed.
变成活水的江河，变成甘甜的水。
And then it becomes the living fountain of the living water.
就好像伊丽莎治好了那个水，本来什么东西都长不出来，现在又结满了满满的果实。
And just like how Elisha healed the water and it was a barren land, but becomes productive.
我们也应当这样啊，重新让我们的生命结满了生命的果实啊。
Yeah, but in the same way, we should bear fruits in our lives.
我知道你们当中有些人很苦。
I know some of you may live a hard life.
让耶稣来吧。
Let Jesus to be with you.
然后当你得到了恩典的时候，你要去顾念外面那一些生命当中有苦水的人啊。
When you receive the grace of the Lord, you need to also look out for others who are also suffered.
所以我们要成为世上的盐啊，这个盐可以治好苦水，大家知道吧
？Therefore, we need to be the salt because only salt can heal the bitterness.
我们要去传福音。
We need to preach.
我们要把恩典传递出去。
We need to spread the gospel.
我们要把生命再传给其他人。
We need to pass this life to others.
让外面这每一处的苦水，因着我们这世上的盐，可以转变为甘甜的泉源。
So the waters of bitterness can be turned into a sweet fountain through us as a salt.
我再占一点时间，把最后两点很快讲完就好了。
I will also mention.
所以第六个盐的功效就是会防腐嘛，防止腐烂。
So number six, the function is as a preservative.
所以以前没有冰箱的时候，我们很多都是用盐来保存的。
So in the past, when we do not have fridge, we use salt as preservatives.
你想我们有鱼、有肉、有很多的蔬菜，有没有泡菜啦、咸猪肉都是用盐保存，防止腐烂。
So we use salt to preserve our food.
我们来看旧约圣经民数记十八章十九节。
Let us turn to Book of Numbers, chapter 18, verse 19.
民数记。
Numbers.
十八章十九节。
Number 18, verse 19.
凡以色列人所献给耶和华圣物中的举祭，我都赐给你和你的儿女，当作永远的份。这是给你和你的后裔在耶和华面前作为永远的言约。
19. For the heave offering of the holy things which the children of Israel offered to the Lord, I have given to you and your sons and daughters with you as an ordinance forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord with you and your descendants with you.
这里讲到永远的盐约。
So,
这个盐啊，下面小字就是不废坏的意思。
A forever covenant, and that means they will not be perishable.
耶稣来到世界上，用那宝血与我们立的约，就是这个永远的盐约。
Therefore, a covenant that God, Jesus made with us is like this, covenant of salt.
因此，我们基督徒在世界上要过着一个能够分别圣跟俗的生活，不能混在一起的。
Therefore, we need to live a life that is departed from secular world.
我们虽然是入世啊。
Yes,
可是不是我们的想法跟做法完全都跟他们一模一样啊，不可以这样啊。
So we live in the world, yet our concept, our values are not following them.
我们跟他们交往，我们跟他们生活，我们跟他们工作，但是还是要有分别啊。
Yeah, we still need to have need to depart from them for our daily living.
简单讲，今天社会上法律允许的。
So, for example, like legally, it is legal now.
今天我们周边这些文化标准，他们所能够容忍的事。
or which is tolerable or acceptable in other cultures.
如果有不符合神吩咐的部分，我们身为一个圣徒就不应当妥协跟接受。
However, as a Christian, a saint, we shouldn't compromise the commandment of the Lord.
小弟讲的不是要跟他们冲突啊，不是要跟他们对骂，不是啊。
I do not mean that we need to have the we need to be confrontation with them.
我们在这个社会里面依然遵守法律，依然认同他们的文化跟他们的道德。
So we still respect their cultures and their standard of values.
可是我们心中有一个更高的标准，是神的话语跟教导啊。
But we do set the highest standard, which is the God commandments and the teachings.
婚前可不可以性行为？法律又没有规范，可以啊。
Can we have sex before marriage? That legally is right.
同性恋可不可以？很多国家的法律允许啊。
A lot of countries,
甚至可以结婚啊。
A lot of countries now allow homosexuality or even gay marriages.
随随便便的因相爱就结婚，因为现在感情冷淡就离婚。社会上有结婚法，也有离婚的法律啊。
And even like in this world, you do have laws for divorce and laws for marriage.
甚至没有一个法律规范，你可不可以贪心？你可不可以喝酒、喝醉酒，对不对
？And there's no law.
除了伊斯兰国家之外啊。
There's no law to rule covetousness or drunkenness apart, except from Islam countries.
社会法律再怎么规范，大家要知道，来到神的面前，我们心中有一套更高的标准，是上头是下的。
But we do have set a higher standard, which is given by the by God.
所以我们默默的在我们的生活当中去遵守这里面更高的标准跟教训。
Therefore, we need to follow the standard in our life, and then we need to work with.
所以别人看我们基督徒有点怪怪的。
Even though people may treating us Christians as
the awkward,
saying we too conservative,
所以我们不止变通了。
Saying we do not.
我们不用理会这种话。
We are not flexible.
我们的心里坚定，这是我们的信心。
And we need to stay firm in our heart.
因为在神的眼中，我们就如同这世上的盐一样，有防腐的功效啊。
Because in God's eyes, we are like the salt. We can be preservatives.
至少在神的教会里面，至少在我们的周边，有些人就认同我们讲的啦。
And even like the others, there will be certain people that are agreeing on what we see.
所以成为世上的盐要防腐的功效。
Therefore, you need to be a preservative to be able to keep the
corruptness away. 最后一点啊，盐有补充心力的功效。
And lastly, salt is a function to provide us the strength.
我们当兵的时候哈，有一天要强行军，要走30-40公里。
And when I was in the army, I need to walk for
30 km.
And I carry a very heavy backpack to walk for 30-40 km.
那不是只有发水壶啊，我们有些长辈也有清楚啊，不是只有发水壶而已、啊。
So not only you not only just have a drink.
不是装清水而已啊。
A drink bottle with water.
还记得吗？都会发盐片让你丢进去，对不对
？And also the army will give you salt to put into the water.
这等于你就有点类似我们的运动饮料了。
And same as like the in the same way as like sports drinks.
很简单啊，你流汗流那么多，你看你的衣服。干了以后结出盐巴来，有没有发现
？And if you sweat so much, and if you notice that when it's evaporated, you will see the salt on your skin.
你汗里面这些 electrolytes 啊，电解质，只要一直出来没有补充啊，你不只会抽筋、衰弱，甚至心律不整，甚至会死掉啊。
If you do not enough electrolytes in your body, and you do not supply it in time, then you will have convulsions, or even to the point of death.
所以盐可以为这些流汗劳苦的人补充心力。
Therefore, salt is very important to provide the strength and the necessity for the.
大家知道吗？今天世上的人啊，好多人都好劳苦。
And you can, as you know, a lot of people in this world are living in labor.
你可能说他劳苦，他不一定承认啊，他只是说 I'm busy 这样子而已 busy.
A lot of people is I'm busy, but actually living in a quite labor life.
但是从早 busy 到晚，从星期一 busy 到星期天。
But they're busy from Monday to Sunday and from day to night.
就有时候连一天一个礼拜休两三天啊。他的心思还在思考那些事啊，不得休息啊。
Even on the day off, they are still thinking about work.
结果呢，灵命越来越衰弱。
And then consequently, the spiritual life is deteriorated.
这么忙获得的更好的物质之后，许多人却是空虚 empty.
And a lot of people having a very busy life, and they have a well-to-do family.
所以你发现世界上这样都变成两种极端哦，两种人。
But they actually living in emptiness.
很多人赚到很多的钱呐、啊，他用这些钱呐、啊、去买更好的物质，去纵情声色满足自己。
So there are two types of people. One is spend all the money to indulge themselves.
另外一些人呐、啊，他就可能就是
放弃自己，了断自己啦。
And the second type of people is surrender themselves and giving up themselves.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？我们要成为世上的盐，要怎么做
？And as a salt of the world, what do we do?
我们看最后一个经节。
Let us turn to the last verse.
旧约圣经以赛亚书五十章。
Isaiah chapter 50.
的第四节跟第五节。
Verse 4-5.
以赛亚书五十章四节跟五节。
Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4-5.
主耶和华是我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。第五节。
Verse 5.
主耶和华开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。
Verse 4, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakes me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. Verse 5, the Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away.
请我们最后来想一想这三节。
第
四节听起来有点奇怪，对不对？
Let us ponder upon this verses.
应该求神赐给我受教者的耳朵嘛。什么叫做受教者的舌头？舌头不是来说话的吗？怪怪的、啊。
Shouldn't we ask for the ear of the learned instead of the tongue of the learned?
因为你要先理解后面第五节、第六节、第五节啊。
You need to understand the number.
所以第五节是讲到这件事的，包括第四节后半节。
And then second half of the verse four also mentioned.
主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，像受教者一样。
He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear.
所以这告诉我们，我们要怎么说话。
So this told us how to talk.
第四节前半节告诉我们说话、啊，你先要做好第四节后半节跟第五节，要先懂得听。
So before you open your mouth, you need to learn to listen.
要受教者的耳朵，就是听，不是随便听啊，乱听，听广播，听音乐啊。要去听神留给我们的话语跟引导啊。
So when you listen, you not listen to the mere talk, but you listen to the instructions, the teaching of the Lord.
可是也不光是听，所以主耶稣2000年前又提醒我们，除了听，还有一件很重要的，大家还记得吧？
So apart from listening, what is more important?
你们听也要明白，想起来了吧？
You listen, but you also need to understand.
如果听而不明白啊，就像新约经里面所讲的一样，有些人啊，终究学习不能明白真道，太惨啦。
And if you do listen, but you do not understand, so no matter how long you learn, you listen to the truth, you still not understand.
小弟知道我们基督徒很喜欢学习，我们很多人一直在听，一直在读圣经，一直在聚会。
Yeah, I know a lot of Christians that devote themselves to Bible studies, to services, and to listen to the truth.
可是我们的目标不是学习啊。
But our purpose, our goal is not only just to learn.
我们的目标是学习，不要把学习当成我们的生活方式的目标啊。
So, learning is not the only goal of our life.
因为有人是终究学习，一辈子都在学，结果不能明白真道。很惨啊。
There are certain people, they are focused on learning, yet their whole life, they still not be able to comprehend the truth.
我们的目标是要达成主耶稣讲的，听了之后要明白真道何在，如何实践真道啊。
So the main goal for us Christians, we need to listen to the truth, understand it, and to carry it out.
就像以赛亚书刚才五十章的第四节讲了，我们有受教者的耳朵之后，我们才能有受教者的舌头。什么意思呢？
So just like in Isaiah chapter 50 it mentions here, you need to have the tongue of the learned and also the ear of the learned.
我们讲话不是为了要表达自己的高言大志。
So when we talk, we are not only just express how wise we are.
我们讲话不是让别人觉得我们学识渊博，这有什么用呢？
And when we talk, we do not show off and that the other people thinking we are quite well educated.
我们讲话是讲我们从神那里所受的教训，把它讲出来，这叫受教者的舌头。大家明白了吗？
So the tongue of the learned is we are speaking the words that is coming from the Lord.
我们对神恩典的体。
That is our experience of the grace.
我们所领受以及听到的见证。
And the testimonies that we have as witnesses.
我们所接受神的教训。
And the teachings we have received from
the Lord. 在神安排时候满足的时候，对身边任何一个有需要的人，你就开口讲个半句、一句都没关系。
And when the time is right, you can share this with the people surrounding you. Even just one sentence will help.
目的是什么？我们再看第四节的中间。 用言语扶助疲乏的人，对不对？
So the purpose of it is to have a word in season to him who is weary.
然后把每个人都引到神的面前来，因为只有神能够真正扶助他。
And to guide everyone to the Lord because God is the only one who can give them the support.
所以我要主耶稣要我们成为世上的盐，我们有做到了吗？
So Jesus wants us to be the salt of the world. Have we achieved this?
我们能够有受教者的耳朵吗？
Have we had the ears of the learned?
然后接着有受教者的舌头吗？
Have we had the tongue of the learned?
然后接着来扶助神安排到我们身边每一个疲乏的人吗？
And are we having saying words in season to him who is weary?
时间超过了，对不起。
Sorry, we have exceeded our time.
希望今天下午跟大家一起来查考，让我们知道如何真正成为世上的盐。
I hope today's this afternoon's sermon will help us to understand how to become the real salt in the world.
我们一起来吟诗。
Let us rise up and sing.
赞美诗366首。
366.